amplified impact for multi-passionate female entrepreneurs turning their gifts into assets. This is a space to open your heart even deeper as you learn how to tune into your mission and connect with your clients, the ones who you dream to serve, and create massive impact in their lives. I'm here to inspire you to take time for yourself so you can be the leader in your life and your business, one who stands out and thrives. This is the place where women just like you create wealth from the inside out.
Excited to share with you today an Instagram Live that I did over the weekend. 6 foot waves, people stealing my content. Oh my gosh, the stories are so rich. You're gonna love it. If we're not already jamming out on Instagram, come hang out at Amber Hagberg. And if you absolutely love the show, you listen to the podcast and want to help us to reach more people, head over to Apple iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. It will mean the world to me to reach one more multi-passionate visionary who gets to change the world, turning her wounds into wisdom, her wisdom into wealth. Enjoy this episode. It really does show what it means when we start to grow and our biggest fears manifest. Sometimes things manifest not that we desire, but things that need to manifest in order for us to heal and see that we have what it takes to get through the thing that we fear the most. Enjoy.
Oh my goodness. I have something so good to tell you. If you're wondering what happens when someone steals your work, someone takes your idea, someone takes your course and copies it literally word for word, I want to share you what came through as I was out surfing with my husband today. This is for you if you're ready to be a really big deal and change so many lives, but you're afraid of, like, what if you get to be too successful? What if all that you work for, someone tries to do it, to take it from you, to plagiarize, and you are not going to let what other people do stop you from getting really big? But before we get started, tap your heart, take some deep breaths, and just, like, wake up this area. Even if it feels good for you, like, come and tap your throat to really let your voice, what you want to come from your heart out through your throat chakra, like, let your message be heard. Everything that we go through is asking us to rise into who we want to become. Oftentimes I hear people say, what happens when your biggest fear manifests? And inside of the CEO Ripple Collective this month, we're talking about May Manifesto. And we literally manifest things that we don't desire only to realize that we're going to be okay. I was out surfing with my husband. The waves were 6 feet high, way bigger than me. And everyone's like, what are you doing, Amber? I'm like putting sunblock on my face and I'm like, I'm getting ready to go die. I'm preparing for my death. And as I was out there surfing, I was waiting for my husband to arrive, and I tried to get some waves, and they were big. My heart's beating out of my chest. Every time a big wave comes, you have to push your foot on the board, dip it down, and then come out the other side. And sometimes you don't do it correctly, and you go like a little spiral, and you shoot through the wave, and hopefully you don't lose your surfboard. Well, I've gotten really good at duck diving because I'm like, I don't want to die. I don't want to lose my board. Like, whatever you do, don't let go of the board. don't let go of the board. Like, whatever you do, don't let go of the board. I went for a couple of waves. I didn't get any. And then my husband finally arrives and like, we're surfing together on Sundays. We do our best to take our son to grandma's to go out and get a surf session together. And when he arrives, he's like, go for this wave. Go for this wave. And I'm like, are you sure? He's like, yeah, paddle fast, paddle this way. All right, go now. I got the best ride and wave of my life. It was so long. I was doing turns and all the way to the beach. And I come back and he's clapping for me. And I was like, wow, this is what next level mentorship is all about. This is what next level mentor is all about. It's not that when you are going from 6 to 7, when you're scaling your business, when you're taking like your in-person stuff online, like when you already know how to change lives, you already know that you've grown through some things that's full of wisdom and you have the codes to help other people. You already know that your work is good. And then what happens when we're gonna go to the next level, having someone by our side, coaching us, mentoring us, it's like, I know how to duck dive. I know how to catch waves. But when it's bigger, it's scarier and I'm in my mind. But what happens when someone's there coaching me, being like, no, now's the time, giving me the courage, the confidence to do it. I went for it. And now the fear is way less because I felt the momentum of the wave and what I feared wasn't that bad. Like, what if I get a wave and it's too big? What if I get a wave and I fall? Like, I diminished the fear. And through this, I'm like, oh, this is mentorship. You're not hiring someone because you need them to tell you what to do. You get to hire someone because they're showing you how to do it in a way that you get to trust yourself and eliminate or make the fear smaller because you did it. And now you have the confidence that you can go out there and do it again. Then I got another wave by his support. And after this wave, he was on another wave without me. And I went for it by myself. I had gathered enough confidence from these like massive waves to do it. And I was like, this is what happens when we get in the room. We don't need to have a coach to tell us what to do, but we get to have a coach to hold us in the challenges. Say I am in the comments. If you're like, I am willing to do things that scare me. I am ready to go to my next level, even though I feel afraid. Because on Friday night, I was just checking my Facebook ads when I discovered that somebody else was running my exact Facebook ad where I always, like when I create, and you can steal this tip, when I create a sales page, I use what I write on the sales page for inspiration to create content. I use it to create content. I use it to create marketing in my posts and in my reels, in my stories, in my lives. Like everything that I put on a sales page, I use that and anything else that I'm marketing. And so I seen that she was creating the same copy from my sales page. And I'm like, wait a minute. That's my copy. And then I clicked on what she was selling, and she was selling the same course that I sell, but it was her version. And so I go and investigate who she is, if she's in any of my programs, and she's in all of my programs. She's taking my copy. She's word for word using it to sell a program named the same as mine after being in my program for 4 months. I'm like, oh, this is really weird. Okay. I'm going to send her a message and I'm also going to share this with my friend. And my friend's like, well, just reach out with her, ask her, you know, about it. And so I did. She blocked me and she reported my Facebook business page. So as I'm confronting her, I'm getting a notification from Facebook that I've been reported. And I'm like, who does that? And it's fine. That happens. And it's something that we're all afraid of. What if someone takes our work? What if someone steals our idea? Like, what if we get so big, we change so many lives that people want to take us down? And I've had so many mentors that have hate threads and people trying to take them down and people judging them when something happens in the relationship and they feel triggered or they feel afraid or they feel whatever it is, and then they project it outwards. And so while she was projecting out onto me for getting called out and blocking me, I was so glad that I had mentorship, because someone to hold me through this, like, Amber, you're becoming a big deal now. You're becoming a big league. And how can we handle this? You're handling it with such grace. You've got this. I was like, that's exactly what my husband was doing with me today. Like, go, you've got this. As we grow from multi-six to seven figures, when we want to pivot, when we want to do something most people told us not to, when we want to become so much bigger in the spotlight, like, are you ready for your DMs to be blowing up? Are you ready to write sold out on anything that you sell? Are you just ready for your work to be known by so many more people, like, slightly famous? Dare I say it? But this isn't about you. It's about you serving at a higher capacity and your ability to hold more clients, more money, and more problems. More problems, like Facebook ads can get shut down, clients can get upset. In one day, I can receive three messages about how one of my programs changed my clients' lives. And in that same day, I'll get a message from someone who says it's the worst investment that they've ever made. Before I take it personally, I always go and I look to see how much of the course that they've been through. Because 9 times out of 10, they write me and they say, I already know everything in the course. I'm a little bit ahead of this. Can I get a refund? And when I go and see that they've taken 3% of my course, I'm not going to take it so personally. And now I get that saying of, like, don't judge a book by its cover. So many people judge a book by its cover. And when we do that, we miss what's actually inside the freaking book. And so as we get ready to hold more clients, we have to be able to hold more unhappy clients. And that means we have to be able to hold people trying to take what we're doing, people trying to take us down. Having mentorship is really good when you're doing this. It's also really good when you're going from in-person to online, or when you've already run a really successful business, but now your heart and your soul is like, hey, I want to do something more. I want to do something bigger, but I'm afraid. Fear hits us at every level of doing something we've never done before. But visionaries, multi-passionates, like, the ideas are popping like popcorn. How many ideas can one have in a day when you're multi-passionate? Who here is listening? Drop in where you're at in the world. And what it is you do, what's your work? What do you do in the world? And what are you ready for in your business? Where are you ready to go? How big do you want to get so that you can change more lives? To bring your work into the spotlight, it's about you sharing the wisdom that you hold from the wounds that you've turned into your own knowledge. And that's why it's like, you have a wound, you create an online business, you create a program. And then as you grow and evolve, you're like, that wound isn't such a core piece of my story anymore. I have a new story. Hey, multi-passionates, say that's me in the comments. I want to do something bigger. Hi, Lucia. Oh my gosh, you're in Boston. I love that. Where are you in the world? I'm coming at you live from Costa Rica. In case this is the first time that you're listening to me or you caught me, I'm the multi-passionate Costa Rica jungle mama, allowing others to see that you get to grow, change, and evolve in your business as a multi-passionate, as a multi-faceted, so that every time you grow through something, you turn it into wisdom, that you begin to create wealth from what you walk yourself through, from what you live and you lead yourself through. Everything that comes up in our business allows us to learn something new about ourselves. And it gives us the ability to continue to keep holding more. That's why it's nice to have mentorship. Because when we want to hold more and things happen, you have a Voxer chat or a Telegram thread to be like, hey, this is happening. And other people are like, yep, that's happened to me. Yep, been there before. You're doing so good. You're handling this so well. You've got this. How can I hold this all? The one thing that allows us to hold the spotlight of not just helping some people, not just running an okay business, but like building a brand that is known and recognized, where it's like you have wait lists for your offers for months. It's about you being able to take everything that you go through and transform it into like, this happened to me, but I'm going to help you do it too. And the more that you live and you lead, like intentionally living your life to lead others, the wealthier you become, not just in money, but in the way in which you experience things. Because what used to take you down, what used to hold you back, now allows you to rise up. Because you know that there's something bigger here for you. You know that this is happening for you. I recently just went on a VIP brand experience with Brittany. I'll put her in the thread below so that you can find her. And as I was on my way, my Facebook ads got shut down. Me almost selling my house fell through. And I was like, I know where I'm going. Comment below if you know where you're going. Like you have a big vision and you're ready to grow massively by getting in a room with other people who are growing massively. Like this is your year, 2024. Put it in the comments. 2024 is the year that I bring my vision to life. The big vision, not just the vision of this year, but like, what do you want to leave behind for your children? How many of you listening are mamas? How many of you here are mamas like, this isn't just about me. This is about me and the legacy that I leave behind. Who here uses Instagram content creation as a story? Like one day you want to take all of the posts that you've created and turn it into a book. If you're living and leading by example, you're going to have a wealth of information to bring into your book someday. Who here wants to write a book? I've had that on my vision board since 2018. Eventually, it's going to come to life. Not every vision happens now, but like, what's your really big vision? Because for me, I want to see my community, my wave makers, my visionary, multi-passionates, if that's you, build a wildly successful business. And for me, that means aligning your values of your life with your business. And in order to do that, it's being embodied in what you truly value. For me, it's family. Living from the heart, devoted to the growth, devoted to self-growth so that I can serve. Who here is ready to serve at a massive scale and make lots of money? Because you know the more money that you make, the more that you can serve, the more that you can invest in yourself, the more that you can give to organizations. For me, I love the ability to have lots of money so that when I see the Venezuelans on the road, when people ask for money, I am able to serve them and give them some food, give them some money. I get to donate to a tree nursery here. One of my friends, Tree Jenny, I'll put it in the comments below as well. She plants trees in the rainforest. And since I've been leading retreats when I moved here to Costa Rica in 2015, I donate trees, donate money for her to plant trees. Wealth allows me to do that. And as we're growing and evolving, we too are trees. Our hearts, our desires are the seeds. They get to grow and flourish. And that means being able to walk yourself through really challenging things. If business was so easy, if surfing was so easy, if being a mother was so easy, everyone would be doing it. But visionaries have something special. They hold a vision that means and that allows them to keep going no matter what happens, because their purpose is so much bigger than someone stealing their work. Their purpose is so much bigger than people trying to take them down or the fear of it not working out. It's like, you already know, visionaries already know where they're going, and they're willing to grow through the hard stuff because the rain, the setbacks, the fears, the doubts, the humanity in the visionary just keeps growing the roots deeper into the vision and the mission and reaching the highest potential possible through staying devoted to your inner devotion of growth. This is a lifelong journey. And as entrepreneurs, literally the definition is continually investing, risking investment again and again. This can be money, but it's also risking what you're most afraid of. If you're vulnerable enough, drop it in the chat. Like, when you think about getting into the spotlight, when you think about blowing up your business, when you think about making millions, hundreds of thousands, lots of money, what's your biggest fear? What are you afraid of? And do you have people in your world that you can lean in and lean on so that when something manifests that you didn't desire, you have the support? Like today in the 6-foot waves, I had my husband. I wanted to catch a wave. I got 3 amazing waves because of my coach, Hubby, who is out there helping me to push past my fears on a big day. Have a mentor in your pocket to support you when your fears are manifesting, because it's always happening for you. Whatever it is we're growing through, it's happening for us. And it makes me just want to cry when I think about everything that I've been through and how it was happening for me, even though it didn't feel like it in the time that it was happening. Sometimes it's not until years later that we really get to see why something had to happen the way that it did. But it's so powerful for us as visionaries to have friends and people in our corner that freaking get it, that get where we're going. Entrepreneurs, heart-centered visionaries, like, we're wild and we're crazy and we're building the dreamiest lives that most people only think about in their head. If it was easy, everyone would do it. That's why I've loved yoga and surfing so much, because it's allowed me to push what was possible. And I see how these activities and devotion have stemmed into helping me hold it all as an entrepreneur and visionary who wants to help hundreds and thousands of clients build lives that are rich of memories and experiences and leaving behind generations to see what's freaking possible when life happens and we don't give up. Who here is never giving up? To see their vision come to life, drop a, I'm never freaking giving up. My vision and my mission is way too big. I think about Tony Robbins and how his vision to feed so many hungry people because of what he went through. I think about my client, Jenna, who was eating government cheese as a single mama, who now runs a multiple six-figure business with three kids and her dream husband. And she's like, I can't believe that this happened. And I can. She's never giving up because she's got three babies to show what happens when you never give up. Mind you, one time when she gave her business to a business partner and moved to Costa Rica, they tried to take her down, steal her company. She started a new one. They can't stop her. It's in her blood. It's so important for us, like as we're growing, to remember as living and leading, we're going to go through hard things. And those wounds turn to wisdom when we allow it to. Let your wounds become your wisdom and never stop seeking to grow. And in that never stopping seeking to grow, you are asking to walk through some really hard stuff. And my dream for you is to always have a mentor in your pocket. I'm so glad that I was able to Voxer my friend and my mentor while this was happening and just be like, what the heck is that? What would you do? How to respond? And I was really calm about it, but I'm like, oh, this is why people trademark their courses and their programs. Oh, this is why. And sometimes when your coach triggers you, I'm thinking about my sweet client, Birdie, who's here listening on the call. And she's like, I was following you and then I unfollowed you and now we're working together. And I just signed my first client with my online course. Like, I love you. Sometimes we unfollow our mentors when we're triggered because we're not ready to look at the wound. I've experienced it, unfollowed mentors and then gone back on to like sign up for their highest ticket offer because I wasn't quite ready for what they were sharing. I just had an experience with a VIP client who I was working with last week. And as we were chatting, she is currently experiencing like having a multi-million dollar company and then pivoting. And I'm like, let's lean more into the story. And she's like, I don't know why I'm so afraid of the story. Like, what if people judge me? And I'm like, or use it against me. And I'm like, is that your dream client? And she's like, oh yeah, that's right. What this is telling me isn't anything about me and my story. It's telling me everything about them. You don't see the world as it is. You see the world as you are. So welcome the triggers. Welcome the fears manifesting and stay devoted to service. And if you stay devoted to service, you stay devoted to growth, personal growth. If you stay devoted to personal growth, you are always going to have a new story to tell. You are always going to have content to create from. You are going to constantly be downloading more and more and more. So even if people do try to take you down, even if people do try to steal your work, you're constantly evolving and growing. No one can keep up with you and your devotion to service, your devotion to your vision and your mission. Welcome it and welcome support, not because you need it, but because you desire to have the insurance policy when something manifests that you didn't want to manifest, and to give yourself the strength, the bravery, the courage to move through it with kindness, with compassion, with patience. Sometimes when we're in it, we don't understand. Sometimes when we're in it, we don't want to talk about it. We don't want to share about it. It's time to sit with it. But have a mentor or at least a biz bestie in your back pocket so that you can grow, so that you don't have to do this alone. All of the messages that I got yesterday, when I was experiencing this, I was like, I'm so grateful for my community. They're like, you don't have to do this alone. I'm so sorry that happened to you. That's happened to me before. I was so held and so many messages. So if you're here, you're listening, and you're one of those people, thank you. I appreciate that. And I hope and pray that you have that in your corner too. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to comment below. Let me know where you're timing in from. Let me know your vision. I'd love to hear from you. And if you're desiring to really grow to the next level with someone by your side, you're seeking to dream bigger and be held in your vision in a room with visionary multi-passionates, breaking the rules, doing things way different than most people allow. If you want a mentor that's going to give you the permission to do what's on your heart. Hi, Jessica. Hi, Jackie. I'm the mentor for you. We are rule breakers. We're doing things way differently than most do. Amplified Impact, the mastermind, is enrolling cohort number 3. This is so much more than a program. This is you embodying where you want to go. You're ready for insane wealth, impact, and freedom. The freedom to choose your schedule, the freedom to take a week off, the freedom to share what's on your heart, what's in here. You're ready to get it out. You're ready to sell out your offers, to build out wait lists. You want to embody where you're going and have all of the skills and the support to get there. We do not have to do this alone. Don't do this alone. Amplified Impact is for you if you want to dream so much bigger than your current reality can even fathom, so that we can take your 10-year vision and make it a 1-year vision. This is a 6-month commitment because I want to walk by your side and see it happen by 2025. I'm in it with you Monday through Friday. You can ask me anything, workshop anything, from what's on a sales page that actually converts to like, how do I embody this next level when I feel fear or doubt? What if I want to raise my prices? Like, those aren't the questions that actually matter. What really matters is you saying, this is who I am. This is where I want to go. And this is how I'm going to be that version of me now. And when you get yourself surrounded by other people that are doing it, it's so much easier because they expand you and show you what's possible. What you thought might take you 10 years, now you can see someone else did it in 3 months. That's the power. I think about my child all of the time. When he's around babies, he does baby things. When he's around me and his papa, he does what we do. He wants the knife. He wants the machete. He wants the machina, the machine. When he's around babies, he wants to play with babies. When we're growing to our next level, multi-six, 7 figures, get in the room with someone who's done it. How to know who's a mentor for you. You see them doing what you desire to do. You feel activated in their space, and they're not leading with marketing that makes you feel like you need them. You don't need anyone. Everything that you have inside of you is enough. You know what to do. Get in the room and allow yourself to be in an energy and a frequency that you want to grow and expand into. Follow the mentor. Feel activated in their space. And if I'm that mentor for you, yay, comment mastermind below. Let's chat and see if this would be the perfect fit for you. All right. Thank you for being here. I love you so much. I'm going back to the Sunday. My son is sleeping. My husband's still surfing. And I just had to share with you the freaking things that have unfolded over the weekend. When you live to lead, you cannot make up the stories. Some you create consciously. You go out and live a life to create stories. And others happen in things you wish wouldn't have happened. But who you become on the other side of the things that you fear is someone even you may not recognize. I think about looking back to when I first started my company 4 years ago, and then 1 year ago, it's like, wow, I'm proud of you, Amber. I'm proud of you for doing this. And as I was driving home, I was like, if there's anyone in a lull right now, wishing that they could get it to their next level, I wish that I could tell them it's on the other side of your devotion to keep going. Because that's how I got here. When I was in the lull, when I was in the setback, when I was in the like, is this working phase? On the other side of my commitment to my vision and my mission was the success story. But there was only one way to get to the other side of the dip. There's dips in everything, the seasons, everything dies and then it's replanted and then it grows again. The stock market, cryptocurrency, the dollar value goes up and down every day. The only thing that allows you to get out of the dip is staying devoted to your vision and your mission and who you're being and how you're feeling. You can't feel like it's not enough and desire more. It's two separate frequencies. That's why it's so powerful to get in the room with people that are doing it, people who have been in the dip, people who have pivoted, people who have burned the business to the ground and started all over again. It gives you the strength, the courage, the confidence to keep going till you get back up to the mountain. Even relationships go through dips. Marriages only last because two people stayed devoted when it got hard. Business can get hard, but being in the room and having support allows us to do it with more ease, with more confidence, more strength. All right. I hope you have a beautiful day. If it's Sunday, enjoy the rest of your weekend. Bye.